Братья и сестры, силы наших врагов.
The tools, and we will finish the job.
We present Miles Davenant as Jack Standish, the British Lion, in Standish Room Only, the story of one man's battle to protect the people, the values, and above all, the territory of the British Empire. Episode 2, Island of Danger. Disguised as both a priest and a nun, British super agent Jack Standish and lovely Miss Sabina Touchstone are aboard an ocean liner, guarding the bone idol of Abu Batraxo, the Peruvian god of apathy, when the ship is unexpectedly struck by a submarine disguised as an iceberg, which can only be under the command of Dr. Hidalgo Alpaca, the evil Peruvian mastermind, who may himself be disguised as something else. But let us follow Jack and Miss Touchstone as they race towards the ship's hold in which the idol has been secured.
Hurry, Miss Touchstone. We must get to the hold with the utmost urgency.
Sorry, Jack. I had to stop to adjust my wimple. A girl does like to look her best.
Yes, I do wish I had time to change this priest's dog collar for my best dress shirt with explosive cufflinks.
But needs must, Jack. Needs must.
Indeed, Miss Touchstone. But this is no time to shilly-shally, delay or prevaricate. Time is of the essence, and the fate of the entire world may depend on our keeping the bone idol out of the hands of that brilliant Peruvian madman whose obsessive desire for absolute power over all mankind presents a menace to every civilized society on the planet.
Yes, Jack, but while you're making your dramatic speech about the need for haste, we should actually keep running.
Point taken, Miss Touchstone. Then down to the bowels of the ship we go. Well, here we are in the hold. Dark, isn't it?
Look, Jack. That tube from the submarine has indeed punched a hole in the hull, and from it is emerging... Is that a man?
Why, look at the clamshell headdress and the llama skin codpiece.
Yes, and the dried cougar worn as a neck warmer, tastefully contrasted with the bustle of condor feathers.
And those galoshes made from the spleen of an Antarctic seal. Yes, he clearly is one of the dreaded tribe of Polytech Indians.
You mean the brutal savages who abandoned a vocational training program for a guaranteed apprenticeship in headhunting?
The very same. And now they are amongst Dr. Alpaca's most trusted minions.
Look, Jack. There's a whole mob of them boring through that orifice.
Good Lord, they do look quite ridiculous, don't they?
But colourful, Jack, we must give them that. Oh no, look out. They are firing their blowpipes at us.
Quickly, let us duck behind this collection of helium canisters before we end up like human pincushions.
Look, Jack, they've seized the crate that has the idol in it. And now they are retreating back up their own passage.
None of I can stop them, Miss Touchstone. Wait, hang on a minute.
None of I can stop them, Miss Touchstone.
It's too late. The tube has been withdrawn.
Oh, Jack, we have lost the bone idol.
Yes, and now the icy waters of the Atlantic are rushing in upon us.
But Jack, whatever should we do?
At this point, Miss Touchstone, I think it might be prudent to return to the upper deck and abandon ship.
Well, Jack, I am glad we made it to the lifeboat before the ship sank.
Indeed, although it's too bad about the rest of the passengers.
Yes, there they were in the ship's cinema, unable to drag themselves away from that film about the Titanic.
It's certainly made for a night to remember, Miss Touchstone, but I'm sure they appreciated the irony.
Do you think we'll be able to catch up with Alpaca, Jack?
You just keep rowing, Miss Touchstone, while I adjust this receiver for the tracking device I'd previously fitted to the idol, but had inexplicably failed to mention.
This is certainly hot work, Jack. I'm glad I was able to get out of that nun's habit and into my old school gym slip. It's so much more comfortable for this sort of work.
I'm delighted you've managed to slip into something more comfortable, Miss Touchstone, and also that I had time to change into this tuxedo.
It's good that you are prepared, Jack, for who knows what delicate social situation we may encounter when we next strike land.
Ah, I'm getting a signal now. Let's see. If I triangulate with the horizon tangent and adjust for tidal drift, then what we need is a touch of the old left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit it is, Jack. One of the drawbacks of rowing, I'm afraid, is that I can't see where we're going. Have you sighted land yet?
Indeed. We are heading directly for a small island just ahead. One of the many that litter the North Atlantic seaways and form such a menace to transatlantic shipping.
But Jack, aren't those islands mostly filled with dinosaurs and giant gorillas?
No, no, no. Those are all in the South Pacific. Here in the North Atlantic, they are largely given over to pirate strongholds and secret submarine hideouts for criminal masterminds. Actually, they form quite a diverse and vibrant community.
Oh, but how much further is it, Jack? If I have to row much longer, I fear I may start to perspire.
Don't you worry your pretty little head about that, Miss Touchstone, for here we are at the mysterious island hideout of Dr. Alpaca.
We are? But how can you be so sure?
I think that mine-style pyramid on the mountain peak may be a clue.
Oh, yes. And look, there's a mailbox with a handwritten sign. Dr. Hidalgo Alpaca, evil mastermind. Pirates, please keep on to next island.
Right, right. Let's beach the boat here and get that idol back.
Oh, look. Is that a native flute band lining up to meet us?
Wait! Those aren't flutes. Those are polytechs with blowpipes.
Oh. Jack, wake up.
No. No, please, I don't have a temperature, Matron.
Jack, oh, please, Jack, wake up.
Yes, Mr. Standish, do wake up. I would not want you to miss this exquisite denouement.
Ah, Dr. Hidalgo Alpaca, I presume.
Your servant, sir.
I must say, sir, your English is excellent, both accent and vocabulary. Might I assume...
Eton and Oxford, Mr. Standish? But of course. And now... As you will notice, you are both currently suspended upside down over a lake filled with both alligators and boa constrictors, and which is itself surrounded by a moat of molten lava.
Oh, Jackie's right. We are. How glad I am I wore my navy knickers under this gym slip.
Is this supposed to scare me, Hidalgo? You forget. I've been to public school. And now I suppose you're going to bore us to death by explaining the whole of your fiendish plan.
Of course, Standish, for I am indeed confident that you are shortly going to die. And this candle burns slowly through the rope from which you are both suspended.
Oh, Lord, this all gets so tedious. Oh, very well, then explain away, you fiend.
You see, Standish, in the lost city of Mucho Taco, I shall bring together all the tribes of Peru, including the Cucarachas, the Baristas and the Tijuanas, and then, when I stand atop the great Stet Pyramid in the central plaza and wave the bone idol of Abu Patraxo above my head, all of my people shall rise up and crush the whole and entire world beneath my conquering heel.
But Jack, if he does that, South America will be plunged into chaos, and the international guano trade could be disrupted.
I think you may be missing the bigger picture.
Exactly. What on earth is guano?
Actually, it's seagulls.
Surely you know that, Jack, for it is the source of fertilizer on which the whole of our agriculture depends.
What? Wimbledon without strawberries? Unthinkable.
At least you will not have to face it, Standish. And now I shall make my escape in this airship, which, to avoid detection, I have cunningly disguised as
penguin.
A... penguin. Puffin. It is clearly a puffin.
Really? Because to me it is definitely much more like...
I'm flying away in my puffin airship. I can't hear you.
Oh, no, Jack, look. He's made his escape. Whatever shall we do now? I do admire your nonchalance in the face of death, Jack.
Nonchalance be damned, Miss Touchstone. Dr. Alpaca has foolishly embellished his island fastness
with colonies of the Asiatic jungle crow, and I am mimicking their mating call in order to lure one closer.
Jack, this is no time for ornithology. Please focus on what is actually relevant to our predicament.
Ah, my dear Miss Touchstone, in the world of international espionage, everything is relevant.
Well, I do hope so, for that rope has one strand of twine remaining to it. Oh, Jack, is this truly the end?
Can Jack and the lovely Miss Touchstone possibly escape from this fiendish death trap? To find out, tune into the next extremely important episode.
Jack Standish, the British Lion, is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced, and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, with John Mitchell as Jack Standish, Pam Robertson as Miss Sabrina Touchstone,
with other voices artfully provided by members of the domestic staff. This episode was recorded with the Quantum Fridge Mobile Studio. Jack Standish will return!